Welcome to worship on this beautiful Sunday morning. I'm so glad to be here with you and thrilled to see all of you that are here in person. And we welcome each one of you that are worshiping with us online. Grateful to have each one here. I am Reverend Corrine Borath, and assisting me in leading worship today will be Susan Doe, Dick Falkenberry, Tim and Nina Klein. And our music will be led by our talented Wesley Bells under the direction of Sarah Taylor. Happy Mother's Day to our birth mothers and all those mother figures in our lives. We invite you to include their names on our wall of love. There are some post-its available, and you can just put them right up on the glass in the narthex. We're thrilled to have those names and celebrate them and remember them in prayer throughout our week. Also, following this worship service, we invite all of our mother figures. So that doesn't mean you've had birth children. It means that you have mothered us, and we want to acknowledge you with a carnation. I have to tell you, I have carnations that are on my desk, given to me on Easter. They are still beautiful. That was 3 weeks ago, folks. So enjoy your carnation. It should last for quite a while. The carnations are actually a symbol. They are symbols of love and appreciation. And so please accept those on our behalf. Joy Lunch is May 16th. Marnie Tupling will be presenting as a greenhouse specialist. She is back by popular demand, so please come and listen to what Marnie has to offer us and enjoy the fellowship of Joy Lunch. Make your reservation by Wednesday, May 13th. Summer worship schedule will begin the end of this month, the last Sunday, May 25th. That's Memorial Weekend. We will begin worshiping out at Davis Park, an outside worship service at 9 o'clock. And inside, we will worship in the north-south parlor. If we outgrow the parlor for the 10:45 service, we'll move in here. So that would be a wonderful problem to have and solve. So remember, our summer schedule begins May 25th. We now do a special recognition, and I'm going to invite Sue Finger to make that recognition of appreciation.
And I'm going to invite Sarah Taylor to come up, please. A couple of months ago, Sarah was informed that she's been accepted into the Master of Music Therapy program at St. Mary of the Woods College. Some reason, she decided that with the addition of that and raising two beautiful children, and her full-time job and director of education at Plainsong, something had to go. So for the time being, she is not going to be directing the Bell Choir, the Wesley Bell Choir, after this. She's also married to a high school band director who's also the director of jazz orchestra. There's just a lot going on in their lives, so this was the time to pick something to step away from. Under Sarah's leadership, we have had new people joining the choir. We're playing more challenging music. She encourages us, she pushes us when she needs to. And so, Sarah, on behalf of the entire Bell Choir and the church, we say thank you for your 15 or 16, we couldn't figure it out, but 15 or 16 years of service.
Let us now stand and greet one another with the joy of knowing Jesus Christ is with us. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. As you return to your seats, let us center our hearts for worship.
Please stand as you are able for the call to worship. Sing to the Lord a new song, a song of hope and rejoicing.
Praise God for wonderful acts of mercy and kindness.
God has remembered God's faithful ones.
God has poured blessings upon blessings upon us.
Praise the Lord, all the earth. Shout your praise.
Rejoice.
God is truly with us.
Thank you.
together here are sons or daughters.
We praise God for the women who gave us life.
For mothers, brave, strong, and compassionate, full of wisdom and grace.
We give God thanks and praise.
For mothers, vulnerable, worried, frustrated, and hurried.
We pray for peace.
For relationships that are strained and no longer a source of joy.
For mothers who have died that are no longer with us, but whose light shines in our hearts and memories.
For mothers who grieve, who have lost children, born or unborn.
For those who are struggling to raise children, who are tired and weary.
For those who are preparing emptier nests.
We will celebrate and mourn with you, and hope that it means for our songs.
For stepmothers navigating the pitfalls and joys of creating a new family.
We pray
for grandmothers who are doing the hard work of raising children again.
For women who do not have children, but instead teach, lead, care for, and guide the children of others.
We give God thanks and praise.
For the mothers, sisters, daughters in our midst, and those we have remembered today.
We give God thanks and praise.
Let us pray. God is the power, is the giver of all good things, the one who fashioned each of us with unique gifts that together make the body of Christ whole. In gratitude for all that we have received, we offer our lives back to God. We share our time, our skills, our money, and in doing, we say yes to God's invitation to join us in God's kingdom, building work here on earth. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of great gifts, we give you these gifts today, knowing that you are the Father of gifts. You mother us constantly, providing for us, caring for us, loving us as only a divine parent can. As we have been abundantly provided for, so we give abundantly to the work that you give us to do. The work of the church, the care of those in need, the nurturing of those growing in their faith. Accept our gifts in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. Please bow your heads in prayer with me. Loving God, we celebrate today godly mothers and all those who are like them, helping others in both spiritual and practical ways. We know that there is much love and kindness in our world, but we also know that in many places people are suffering and need help. We pray for those places where there is war or where people are living with the long-term effects of conflict. We hold before you living every day under occupation. We pray for people who are living in fear or who have been forced out of their homes, that they might find welcome and kindness rather than suspicion. Above all, we pray for your peace and for peacemakers trying to change situations which may seem hopeless. Spirit of love, bring comfort and hope. We pray for those people with power to make a difference, presidents and prime ministers and other leaders. We pray that they will act with justice and with compassion for the good of all. We pray, too, for those without power who feel that they cannot escape from situations in which they feel trapped. We pray for your church. Help us to continue worshiping and reaching out into our wider communities. Help us to make difficult decisions and to be ready to change what we do in order to best follow your call. Help us to make our churches true places of welcome and inclusion, where we use the talents and skills of all in your service. We remember today that Jesus said we should love our neighbor as ourselves, and so we must love ourselves. Help each one of us to remember that we are your precious children. Each one of us was made in your image, and that you love each one of us unconditionally. Help us to forgive ourselves when we feel we have let you or others down, and help us to have the confidence to continue to follow you. We bring all of our prayers before you in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our New Testament reading is from Revelation 7, verses 9 through 17. After this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands, and they were shouting with a great roar, "Salvation comes from our God who sits on the throne and from the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living beings. And they fell before the throne with their faces to the ground and worshiped God. They sang, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength belong to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the 24 elders asked me, "Who are these who are clothed in white? Where did they come from?" And I said to him, "Sir, you are the one who knows." Then he said to me, "These are the ones who died in the great tribulation. They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white. That is why they stand in front of God's throne and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will give them shelter. They will never again be hungry or thirsty. They will never be scorched by the heat of the sun. For the Lamb on the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of life-giving water. And God will wipe every tear from their eyes." This is God's word for God's people today.
Tinseltown Studios. That was the name of an amusement park that was created by a company in California. And it was created around stardom and celebrities. The twist was that for the $45 entrance fee that you could get into the park, you became the celebrity. There were employees who were paid to swoon over you and follow you around and point in your direction and line the streets and applaud when you walked by. and they would take you to the theater, which was the main attraction, and there you could actually participate in the Academy Awards. They would also dub your picture into films, and you would participate and receive an Oscar nomination and then receive the Oscar itself for your performance in your movie. This was all around giving you that little moment of stardom and feeling like you were a celebrity. In other words, your 15 minutes of fame, right? That everybody strives for, well, maybe not. Not so many strive for that. You see, it closed down. They spent over millions of dollars to create this park, and it closed down in 8 months. We don't want necessarily celebrities. We look more to our heroes. Down deep, that's what we long for. Examples of a hero, like there was a gentleman, his first name was John, in the San Francisco area. He was a fisherman. He would go out for long periods of time on his boat, and there were just a few crew members on the boat, and they would spend maybe a month out and fish. And this one particular time, they were coming back in with their catch from the month. Great catch. They had 2,000 pounds of fish on their boat. And at the current price of $100 a pound, they were going to make some money. Well, they came in towards San Francisco under the Golden Gate Bridge and saw a horrifying situation. Now, his crew was just a couple other men on the boat, but they saw people. What they came up upon was the immediate aftermath of a cruise boat ship that had been struck by a cargo liner. And the extreme damage and people all over the bay. They were screaming for help, screaming, "Help me, I'm drowning, save me." Well, they pulled very carefully up toward the wreckage and they began to pull people out. And when they got to what they thought their boat could hold, there were still many people in the water. So they made a very dramatic decision. They dumped all of their 2,000 pounds of fish into the bay in order to save 70 additional people. They weren't as concerned with the money that they were going to make as they were with the lives that they could save. There was another example, Brenda. She was very eager to enter into the military. Her life mantra was, "You gotta care." And so she did. This was after 2016, where she could actually, as a female, go into combat, which she did. And in combat, they had her and a couple of her colleagues had a grenade thrown at them. And instinctively, Brenda fell on the grenade to save the other soldiers.